It is also springtime, and that means if you're heading out and about in Chapel Hill Carborough, as always, every single year at this time, you see those really cool plant displays out there on the streets. It's Florafiti. This is the project that is underway and ongoing across Chapel Hill and Carborough, where you see those words and phrases and slogans written into the ground in plants. This has been an ongoing project for several years. I'm going to talk about it right now with Carter Hubbard and Catherine Singley, both of whom are joining us here in the studio to get the word out about Florafiti, explain what it is, and talk about ongoing events and activities surrounding it. Carter, Catherine, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Carter, let me start with you, the mastermind behind Florafiti. What, for people who don't know, what is Florafiti? How did it get underway, and what was the genesis of this idea?
Sure. Florafiti started roughly 6 years ago, and it started from a design mishap with a large-scale installation where I needed a shadow of a word, and the ambient light was too bright. So the mall here, University Place, let me haul in some dirt, and I planted the word honesty. And from there, I started planting the words outside with very intentionally with friends, and we all had our own personal intentions about the words that we were planting based on what we were all interested in and our pursuits in life. Mark Kleinschmidt at the time, the mayor, took a picture of it and put it on Facebook and said, we need more of this. So I took a screenshot and said, hey, look at that. Let's do it again. Who's going to help out? And it's evolved over the years. And last year, we added a whole another element with writing workshops and spoken word poetry and worked with different organizations in town, Boomerang Youth and the North Carolina Art Therapy Institute were two that we worked with and that we played with, and creating poetry and taking one word from each piece, each poet's piece that they find important to themselves, and group pieces as well, and planting that word and performing around it. And it happened again at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens this past summer or September in their annual sculpture show. Mm. And that ended up winning a spontaneous award called the Community Award, where teens from the Refugee Community Partnership did a collective poem and recited it several times over at the opening, and got to talk to the folks that were there to look at the sculpture, and everybody learned a little bit something more about each other.
Awesome.
at that show.
That's really cool. I love how the Florafiti project started as kind of an unintentional, accidental thing. I didn't know that. We've had you on the air. I hadn't heard that story before. That's really cool.
Yeah, we did it secretly. Meg McGurk,
yes,
the downtown Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, said, I want to keep it secret for a while because it's such a fun surprise and all the comments that come with it. But eventually the word got out and more people wanted to get involved, so it was less of a secret, but it's still very much a surprise, I think, every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know it started with just a couple of people, and now it's just this big community-wide thing. So how many people are actually sort of involved behind the scenes and making it possible between the planting and the cultivating and the workshops and everything else?
Yeah, I coordinate everything, all of it, do just about everything. So there's about five of me. and gosh, there are about maybe five adults, and about eight or nine kids.
Okay.
Sonny Kelly is the workshop leader. He is a PhD candidate in communications at UNC who just won the Tanner Award for excellence in teaching and undergraduate teaching.
Very cool.
Which is a very esteemed award. He's amazing, which I think Catherine will be able to attest to that as a participant. He really gets get the juices flowing, and everybody feels really comfortable, and they've come up with all different a variety of types of poems, short form, long form, haiku, rap. So there's a real mix of stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Speaking with Carter Hubbard, we're talking about Florafiti. We've also got Catherine Singley here in the studio as well. So Catherine, let me turn to you. You participated in the writing workshop this year, right? And what was it? What was the experience like?
It was a poetry writing workshop, and as Carter mentioned, Sonny was the facilitator, and he brings a whole new level of the definition wide open. I'm kind of a social person, but I'm sort of conservative in mm-hmm. a lot of other ways, and the idea of writing poetry and then performing it. I didn't know what I was getting into, quite honestly. But he was just fabulous. The adults were from all different walks of life, different backgrounds. And he brought us together and made us believe in each other and tapped into our creativity in a very guided way.
Mm-hmm.
So you still felt like, oh, you were this creative genius, but it was the navigator. He was the intellectual navigator or creative navigator.
That's really cool. The best things, the best experiences are the ones where you go in having absolutely no idea what you're getting yourself into, right?
Well, true. The ones I believe the ones you learn most from and get the most out of. Had I known more, I probably would have been too inhibited to participate, but I'm thrilled I did.
So what was the thing that got you into it in the first place? Did you reach out to them? Did they find you? What was it?
Well, it was by accident.
Okay.
We relocated back.
And always
back,
the best stories, right? Right. Started with an accident.
Relocated back to Chapel Hill almost 2 years now, and I swim at the community center, and I can remember last year seeing these words that were in clover, and I thought, well, that's pretty cool, and then I had read about it a couple of weeks later, and fast forward a year, I was going to swim, and I was in a hurry, and I see this young woman digging in the dirt, and she's doing something. I'm thinking, well, that looks like those plants. So I was torn between getting my full workout in and actually just going over to thank her and find out what it was and express my gratitude for having seen it last year. I ended up talking to Carter and learned more about it, and she goes, oh, and our workshop stopped tomorrow. And I just felt so compelled. I went home and went online and signed up because I thought there was no reason not to do it. So that was sort of my way backdoor entry the day before. So the timing, everything came together, perfect plan, and that's how I ended up being involved.
So how does it work? The words and the phrases are planted around already, and you choose one to use as inspiration, or how does it go?
Well, we really have free rein to select our own words because we are going to be performing in front of those words.
Okay.
So some people used a meaningful word out of their poetry. I think, well, at least I did. I used the word that Sonny had asked in one exercise, describe one word that describes you. And I came up with the coalescer. My friends and family might say like the organizational, police, but I think coalescing, bringing things together and creating, a lot of volunteer organizational experience, et cetera. So my word is coalesce. And I'm not very tall, so I use big words, is what people say. But I think it's a unique word. It's also pretty with the curves. So my word, which is at the municipal lot on Weaver Street, is coalesce. I don't actually use that word in my two poems, but I am the coalescer.
That is the best answer to that prompt I've ever heard in my life. Like, most people will say, oh, I'm nice, I'm smart, funny, personable, like, I'm the coalescer. That's the best answer I've ever heard.
But you see, part of that is Sonny bringing things out. And I sometimes have a problem narrowing things down to one word. So it would be a description of, I can't remember if it was your skills or what makes you tick or whatever.
Probably more like what makes you tick, because he really dives in deep quickly with very personal things, or he's able to access that or lay the foundation for you to share that and a space that feels comfortable to do that too. Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking with Carter Hubbard, Catherine Singley, we're talking about Florafiti. These words are planted all over Chapel Hill Carborough, mostly around downtown, but they're kind of all over town,
all over.
Right?
They're, yeah.
So we're talking about it kind of this week because we've got Second Friday Art Walk coming up, and as part of Second Friday Art Walk, there's going to be performances, right?
Yes.
What's that going to entail?
So the Second Friday Art Walk is this Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and from 6:30 to 7:30 outside the Art Center, there are a bunch of words there, and we're going to have part of the group will perform around their respective words there. The whole group will be there to support each other, and then everybody will move up the street from the from 7:30 to 8:30 at 303 West Weaver Street is the municipal lot next to the Wellness House building that's there. There's some green space, and the rest of the words are there. And the same thing will happen for that hour. And it's a great time for people to come out. There's enough time that everybody gets to say their piece more than once and kind of live it in different ways, try it out, you know, try it on for size in different kinds of ways, and also have that conversation with audience members to find out more about the program, what it was like for them, any questions that kind of happen to fly back and forth. And yeah, so it's middle school age to, I don't know, the oldest person in the adult group, but
that would be me.
Might have to fight that out with Cliff.
You said, you said your word was by the municipal building, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so it's the second hour.
Correct. Yeah. And there also are words, because I was at the pool today, they're not part of the live performance, mm-hmm. but at the community center building in Chapel Hill, right across here from where we're speaking.
There's words, there's Bloom Where You Play, there's a bee with buzz, there's hashtag opt outside,
nice.
Cartwheel, and a few others. And then the next spot is up in front of the planetarium, and mm-hmm. then kind of near, on both sides of the street where 411 and that municipal lot is mm-hmm. on West Franklin Street. And then, I hope I'm not forgetting any, around the Arts Center, over at Carmel Mall mm-hmm. next to Townsend and Bertram, and out sort of front where the street is, there are a couple, as well as that municipal lot at 303 West Weaver, the Farmer's Market, the entrance, both entrances of the covered area of the Farmer's Market that flank that, their words there, and at the PTA Thrift Shop. And I want to give them a shout out because they have donated space for us and done incredible things. It's a really interesting space that they have now there at YouthWorks is their new space. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So what's
usually helpful?
What's next for Florafiti? What's coming up?
Florafiti is actually happening in Raleigh too.
Nice.
That happened last week. We had volunteers from all kinds of businesses and just people that wanted to help out, and it's down. It's an initiative downtown that they're starting, hopefully in its first year of several years in a row, going deeper every year, just sort of testing out what I call Florafiti Light. They're using words from their downtown plan to sort of shape and mold what the, you know, the future of the city is going to be like. And those are actually, I hear they're starting to sprout already because it's really warm.
We're going global with this.
Yeah. There are other cities that are interested.
Yeah,
There's international possibilities as well already.
And we really are going global
yes.
with this. That's awesome. I didn't know. That's great.
Yeah.
So where internationally?
It'll be to the north.
Okay. awesome.
The north of
that narrows it down a little bit.
Yeah. The other big country north. There's a lot of interest there as
That's
well.
That's awesome.
Lots of fun. And doing other things with it, like adding in photography and different mm-hmm. art forms. It's a really wide open, flexible project to fit different kinds of needs, too.
Isn't it amazing that it all started with just a corner where the light wasn't quite right?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
So cool. Where can people find out more about Florafiti, get a list of locations, or get involved for this year or next year or beyond?
Sure. Any of the social media outlets, Florafiti, at Florafiti, Florafiti.com. There's a map there that you can print out, and it has the information about the times and the general, you know, history and things like that. I believe the Second Friday Art Walk has something mm-hmm. on there. There have been a few articles floating around, the NNOs writing about both Raleigh and Chapel Hill. And their lifestyle area
awesome.
Of the paper.
Very cool. Catherine, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah.
Your favorite thing about the whole experience?
Being part of it when I wouldn't have ever done it had I listened to my own inhibitions.
Yeah. That's awesome. Again, find Florafiti online, social media, Second Friday Art Walk coming up this Friday from 6 to 9, but 6:30 to 7:30 at the Arts Center, 7:30 to 8:30 at the Municipal
Lot
on West Weaver Street.
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
Head over there and check that out. Catherine Singley, Carter Hubbard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.